The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 1017 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.
Welcome to On the Journey with Coach Erica, where mindset, money, and real estate come together to transform your future. Now, here is your host, Coach Erica Odom.
Hello, hello, Truth Nation. It is me, Coach Erica. Welcome into On the Journey with Coach Erica, live from American Family Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Welcome. So I am Coach Erica, and we are here to talk about this journey, the only show where you're going to get conversation around mindset, money, and real estate. But I know you all are wondering, like, who is Coach Erica? Where does she come from? Who is this lady? So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am actually a Milwaukee native, born here in Milwaukee, grew up here, know all about the city and everything that's happening. I am a real estate investor. Most people know me in my world of real estate. I'm also a success coach, a licensed social worker, a published author. And yes, I do wear many hats. The list goes on. I am also the owner and founder of Odom Investments and Property Management, which is located right here in the city of Milwaukee. We actually just moved to our new location at 4011 West Capitol Drive. But Odom Investments and Property Management, we are all about striving to provide affordable housing and changing communities and bringing lives back to homes. We focus on property management. So if I have any real estate investors that are listening in, we do offer property management services to real estate investors that maybe have some investments here locally and you just don't want to deal with that task of being a landlord. We also are real estate investors ourselves. So anybody listening in, we do buy houses. So if you or anyone else that you know is looking to sell, make sure you tap into us. We would love to come take a look at your property and see how we could potentially work out a deal with you. We also, they don't call me Coach Erica for nothing. We also have our Scale Up Journey internship program. So let me tell you about the internship program. This program is all about giving individuals the opportunity to be able to learn real estate. So they get their hands on to see what it's like to be a project manager on a job site, to see what it's like to be in the role of a property manager, and also just different aspects and components that comes with real estate. So if you know anybody ages 18 to 25 that is looking to get in the world of real estate, please have them reach out. They have the opportunity to shadow me personally through the program for 12 weeks. It is very hands-on, and I try to give them as much knowledge and experience as I can give them. But let's learn a little bit more about me. So I actually got into real estate when I was 19 years old. I have had a lots of different things occur. And one of my things that I'm really big on is really being open about my story and my testimony, because I do have a testimony to share. And that is why you will always hear me mention about the journey, because it really has been a journey and life is a journey. So when I got into real estate at 19, I, like most people, you think you got it figured out. You think you know what you're doing. And at the time, I had a little bit of money. I had good credit, and they gave me the opportunity to tap in and buy a home. So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and buy a house. So I bought my very first house at age 19. It was a duplex actually located right on 37th and Roar. Things were actually going well, you would think, for a 19-year-old, like, how is that going to go well? But they were actually going well. I was able to maintain and manage the property until I suddenly realized that, wait a minute, this is not making sense. I started getting assessments of my home showing that my value had actually decreased in my home. And so it started getting my attention and I started asking more questions and I started talking to people like, hey, what does this mean? Why is this happening? And so to keep it short, what I discovered is that I had pretty much bought my home for way too much money than what it was actually worth. So I then started to dive a little bit deeper to try to understand. And then we had that housing market crash of 2008. Yes, your coach was a part of that. So I then had to make a hard decision. And in that particular time, the decision was to sell my home as a short sale. And so I bought this property initially for $125,000 and then had to sell it for $15,000 cash to a real estate investor. And so during that time of my journey, taking the loss on the house, financially taking hits, you know, not in the best place when it comes to savings, when it came to my credit, just my overall situation, that was definitely a setback and a turning point for me. And a failure in my life that when I look back now, I am very appreciative of that time because that ultimately has sculpted and created this journey and this path that I'm on now. So bring that to the fast forward while we talk about this journey and real estate and all the things that I'm into. That brought me to 2017, which I call that my bounce back year, because that was the year that I got back into real estate. That was the year my credit was a little bit better. I had a little bit of savings and I was in position to be able to purchase again. So I was able to purchase another home, and then Odom Investments and Property Management then was birthed in 2018 is when we officially went into business. And from that point on, I was able to use where I was at from that point, experiences, the knowledge I had gained, the network of people that I had established around me to be able to move forward on this journey to success. And let me tell you, my journey to success is not over. It is still going. And it has been an amazing journey. And my biggest encouragement to people and why I'm so open about my story is that life really is a journey. And there's so many obstacles that come at us, right? And we face failure and we face challenges and we face frustration, but we can't stop. The biggest problem where we go wrong at is when we stop. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing forward. And sometimes we don't have enough there, but you got to pull whatever you can pull out of you to keep going on the journey. That is so critical and that is so key. And that was a big part of how my journey has gotten to this point. Fast forward, I mentioned to you all that I am a published author. My books are financial literacy based. That's my genre, more educational based. My very first book, which is actually called Journey to Success, because like I said, it's been a journey. And my second book is Journey to Success, The Unforgotten Teen, All the Things You Don't Get Taught. It's all about, so what inspired me, I should say, to write both of the books. The very first book is an adult version. My second book, I like to call that my teenage young adult version. And those books were inspired because, you know, there's so many people that, you know, they want to do things. They have goals. They have the vision. And so I had told myself, I never want anyone to be in position that I was, to not know what questions to ask when you want to buy a home, to not know how to build your credit or how to invest and how to make your money work for you. Those are things that people should know. We should all know those things. But what I've discovered on this journey, like myself at one point in time, most people don't know what I like to call those core concepts of financial literacy. So both of my books are very hands-on books. It's almost like a working workbook to give individuals the access to the core concepts of financial literacy, as well as introductory to real estate for the first book that's geared towards adults. It goes through the process of the book. How do you find a good realtor? How do you know you have a good home inspector? What type of loan product is best fit for you? What type of questions should you be asking at that beginning phase when you're starting your home buying search and process? And the second book is all about financial literacy for teenagers, young adults, right? Because they're not going to be teenagers forever. Parents, hello, they're not. So we need to prepare them. We need to get them ready so that when they do transition out of high school, whatever that plan looks like for them, they are able to then have a starting point and know what they need to do as far as, you know, how do I get my bank account open? How should I be saving? How do I actually establish and build credit? How do I invest? How do I make my money actually work for me and not be stagnant? Because let me tell you, if your money is not working for you and creating more wealth for you, that's a problem. And that's something we need to talk about, which we're going to talk about right here on The Journey with Coach Erica, because we're going to cover everything mindset, money, and real estate. So that's just a little insight about me. But I have some guests that I'm so excited to be here. I'm happy they are here with me on the first go around, and they are going to be coming up. After we come back from the commercial break, they will, I don't want to give it away, but they're going to tell a little bit about what they do, and we're going to learn more about them, and we are going to get started on this journey of talking about mindset. So today, the topic is going to be all about mindset makeover, 5 ways to reset after a setback. That's a good one right there, because we've all had setbacks. But the key is, can you actually reset your mindset and remember, keep moving forward on the journey, not stopping, not staying stagnant, not going backwards? We want to keep you moving forward, and we want to make sure that you're able to reset that mind, because the mind is a powerful thing, and we need to keep it strong, and we need to keep it together. So, Journey team, get ready, because we are about to dive in deep, and it's about to get real. We're about to have some real conversations. I would love for you all to tune in, but we'll be back quick on this commercial break.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
I'm ready.
All right. So how about you start off by giving our listeners a little bit insight about you and Pro Painter USA?
Okay. So I have been... I've owned the company for 17 years.
Okay.
It's went through various name changes, you know, as the brand evolved. But I've been in the painting industry for 17 years. I started off just painting apartments and houses. Before that, I was in real estate. I got affected by the crash. Lost all my money, figured out how to stay in the industry. That's how I got on the trade side.
Okay.
And then from there, I realized, like, I really like doing this. And I learned that painting is like the Cadillac of construction.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have to, look, you know.
Listen,
the things you'll do, you probably want to do painting, right? So I fell in love with that because, to your point of, like, evolving and pivoting, to go to all of these various different neighborhoods and communities, I got to learn, like, there's a lot of people that put in a lot of hard work besides what we think, what we see on the outside. And it just inspired me to keep working hard, and one day I could get to where I want to be as well. So,
awesome. No, thank you for giving that insight. And let me tell you, Truth Nation and Journey team, there is nothing like a good painter, okay? Because you got to know how to go in on that right angle and edge 100%. And make it right, because I am the queen of going into the property on my job sites and like, wait a minute, we missed a spot here. This is not right. We got to fix this. So I can appreciate a good painter. So thank you for giving us that insight. But I am going to come back to you in just a second, Rashad, because we do have another guest in the building as well, another CEO in the building. We have Alexandria Ellis from Javanna Wellness in the building.
Yes, hi. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Erica.
Thank you. So can you give our listeners a little bit of insight about you and what it is that you do with your business?
Okay, yeah. A little insight about me. Whew, that'd take a long time, but I'll give the short version. Giovanna Wellness was birthed from a tragedy.
Okay.
And so you get the, this is going to be a story of turning tragedy into triumph. So May 1st, 2020, I lost my brother, my only sibling.
Wow, I'm sorry.
And don't be sorry. No, because this is going to get good.
Okay.
So I lost my brother. And prior to that, I'd lived with depression for a very long time.
Okay.
The trigger was my grandmother's passing.
Okay.
In 2000. So my brother passed away, and I met this, I started this business called Great Vibes Natural Healing, but I didn't really like start it. Like I did an LLC and then never did anything else.
Okay.
Right. So, cause I didn't know, but that's how, you know, you learn. So, I had that going, and then I was like vending one time and I met this woman named Linda.
Okay.
And she was like, oh my God, my daughter is into all this stuff. So all that stuff would be like things that people are afraid of, you know, sage, crystals, metaphysical products, but it's all natural, you know. So it's nothing to be afraid of, guys. I'm going to put that out there.
Okay.
So I met her. She was like, my daughter's in all of this, but she just moved to Ghana. I was like, what? And so we actually ended up coming together through Facebook, through her mother. And she was doing a mental alchemy boot camp.
Okay.
And so I participated in her boot camp, and that is the catalyst that absolutely changed my life. So I learned how to transmute negativity or negative energy, negative thoughts into positive ones. And so we fast forward to today. Back in December, I graduated from Aveda Institute of Beauty and Wellness.
Okay.
And at this time, I'm already a Reiki practitioner, herbalist, spiritual advisor, and life coach. So now you add on a Ayurveda health counselor and soon to be licensed esthetician.
Okay.
And yeah, so May 1st, 2025, on my brother's 5-year anniversary, I launched my business.
Okay.
So now I get to always celebrate him and the help that he has given me in his transition. And so, yeah, I'm very grateful for the journey because now I'm in a place where I get to teach other people how to change those negative thoughts, emotions into positive ones.
Yes. And thank you for sharing your story. I mean, just wow. I'm just, yes,
it like
it's a journey.
It really
too.
Is a journey. And, you know, it's so easy, like you mentioned, with grief to get stuck there. I'm thankful for people like you that can share your story and can give insight on how to get past that, because that's not an easy thing for everybody. Just like even relating to our topic tonight, mindset, that's not an easy thing for everybody. And that's why we're going to be talking and going deep into how do we change our mindset. Even with you, Rashad, you talked about being a part of the housing market crash of 2008. That was not a fun time, people, for anyone, anybody that was a part of that and experienced that on a personal level. That was something that you had to have your mind in the right place to be able to shift and move forward and reset back from that. But I really want to go a little bit deeper on to like talking about mindset and how are we going to reset, because we all have had some times in our life. I know I have had several where I've had to reshift my mindset. I mean, just being an entrepreneur. Shout out to all my entrepreneurs that are on the line and listening in.
Yes.
Because, listen, we have to shift our mindset every single day, I feel like, sometimes when I make it home from the evening. Because our mind, again, is so powerful. And that's the core, the roots of everything. So it is very important that we keep it strong, that we keep it going, and we do whatever we need to do to reboot and rejuvenate ourselves so we can keep our mindset positive, focused, and in the right place. So again, the share talk and text line is open. So when we come back, we are going to be talking more about how do we actually indeed reset our mindset and what does it take to be able to do that. So I would love to hear from you right here on the journey with me, Coach Erica. You can call in at 833-212-1017. 7. We would like to hear from you when we come back, and we are going to be focusing on, again, mindset makeover. 5 ways to reset after a setback. Because guess what? We can't allow that setback to take us out. We have to conquer that setback and keep moving forward and come back even better than where we started prior to whatever it is that we had to experience during that time. So get ready. Keep tuning in. Ask some other people to tune in, because we will be right back here on the journey with Coach Erica to dive a little bit deeper in just a second.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Truth Nation, Journey Team. It's me, Coach Erica, and we are right here on the journey with me, Coach Erica, where we talk about mindset, money, and real estate. So prior to the break, we introduced our guest. We have Alexandria Ellis from Javana Wellness in the building. Also, Rashad Washington from Pro Painter USA. And so we have started this conversation about mindset. And in particular, we're talking about mindset makeover, 5 ways to reset after a setback. And so we're going to go a little deeper into that. And I also want to let you know that our share talk and text line are on. So if you would like to call, you can tap in at 833-212-1017. So I touched a little bit on my story so far tonight and just things that I've been through on my journey that I'm on this, what I like to call this journey to success. But mindset is powerful, and I feel like every day is a shift. Every day is almost like a reset in a sense. I'm sure people can relate on all different levels, just life in general, right? We sometimes have to reset just the things that we are experiencing personally, but I'm going to angle more on from what I do as a real estate investor / entrepreneur. You know, my day is filled with so many things from the moment I'm getting going to the end of the day. It's all the things happening, all the things coming at me, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether it's professional, right? There's so many different things that I'm taking on throughout the day, but I have to keep my mind strong. And one of the things that I mentioned before the break that is like my number one go-to that I tell people, you got to stay positive. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. And people say, well, Coach Erica, how can I stay positive when I have so many things going wrong and this is happening and I can't make my rent and I just lost this person. I don't know what I'm going to do for my next step, right? Life. And it happens to all of us. Nobody is excluded from that. But I am here to tell you there is something when we talk about mindset and positivity that goes so strongly together. And that is, you cannot speak negative on yourself and expect positive in return. They don't go together. It's just not going to work out. And I would also encourage when we talk about, well, how do I reset my mindset? So I want you to think about it for a minute. Like, where do you give most of your energy to? Where are you surrounding yourself as far as people, as far as environments? All of those things matter, and they are vital to when we talk about mindset, right? Because I always like to say, if you are surrounding yourself with negativity, bad energy, guess what? You are going to be getting negativity and bad energy in return. That's what you're going to get in return. But when you surround yourself with go-getters, with doers that have that mindset, that's positive, that's encouraging you, that's making you self-reflect, that's making you think about like, wow, how do I move forward? How do I get better? How do I do better? How do I make myself the better and the best version of me? That mindset is going to rub off on you. It's something powerful when you are around positivity and good energy. So I am pushing that positivity and good energy. So if you reflect on your circle and your environments that you be in right now, Journey Team and Truth Nation, I need you to ask yourself, are these environments helping me grow? Are these environments keeping me positive, or are they making me focus on the negative? Mm-hmm. Are these environments giving me insight? Are these environments challenging me? Are they making me the better and best version of myself? Mm-hmm. Or are they making me settle? Are they bringing me back? Are they bringing mm-hmm. me down? That's what we need to think about. But I want to turn it over to you, Rashad. Can you kind of go a little bit into a time where you have had to, you know, maybe your mindset wasn't in the right place. Mm-hmm. We've all been there, right?
Yep.
Can you think of a time?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say I had many of those moments in my life. As they say, you know, I'm like on my fourth life now. Man. So there has been many times, but one in particular was when I had, I end up going through some things where one of my businesses began to fail.
Okay.
And a lot of who I felt I was wrapped into that, right? I did mm-hmm. a lot of good from that. But then when it came to an end, I began to battle mentally with who I was because I felt in one angle or another it wasn't a success. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at it from the broader perspective. And for a while, I battled with my thoughts, right? Okay. And my thoughts of myself. So it really took a while for me to come around to remember who I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of self-talk. It wasn't so much so talking with other people, because people always told me, you're great, you're this, you're that. But because I didn't see it in myself, it was hard to believe what mm-hmm. they were saying.
And can I just... Can I just
absolutely.
Tag, I
tap in every time.
Tap in on that. That is key. You can get all the acknowledgement in the world. People can, you know, I'm going to go speak to today's world, social media, right?
Right.
You can get as many likes, as shares, as many viewers, followers, mm-hmm. all of the above. But if you don't believe that in yourself,
yeah, correct.
And you don't see who you are as a person at the end of the day, none of that matters.
Correct.
So it's thank like, you for pointing that out.
It's like putting money in a piggy bank and it falling out at the bottom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The value is there, but it's not sustained in a
yes.
sense. You know
yes.
what I mean? So and going through that, and then in the process of that, I end up going through a divorce. So boom, okay. another hit.
Oof.
Yeah.
You know, before the divorce, lost my dad. And then after the divorce, lost my daughter. So to your point, it was a lot of rebuilding, and I had to see things differently than what I actually seen, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's, mm-hmm. So it's the non-tangibles. So understanding like the larger connection, which is God, in all of this,
absolutely.
Because that's the glue between all of this. You know what I mean? And it took for me to remember, and this is for everybody. If you think back from yesterday all the way back, then you can remember God always had you.
Absolutely.
So it's like to doubt at any point doesn't make sense mm-hmm. at this point. Like, I'm 42 years old. Why doubt him now? He didn't got me this far.
Absolutely.
So it's like, is he go come through? Like, he always came through. So I had to get to that point to understand manifestation is real, but it's what I believe is what creates what's manifested.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That mm-hmm. is true in all of the above. And
yes.
I'm going to bring it over to you, Alexandria. Have you had a time where you've had a setback?
Ever.
That you want to. But we've all had them, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's
right,
exempt.
Right,
so
right.
I don't think there's one person.
Give me one.
I got to look.
There's not one person who hasn't had a setback. But mm-hmm. if you can just share and give a little insight of a time where maybe your mind was not in the right place. What were you experiencing during that time?
Well, so for practically like the majority of my life, I always had low self-esteem.
Okay.
I didn't really think very highly of myself. And so I used to participate in activities that were not conducive to my well-being.
Okay.
And so in the last 5 years, I've come to learn that I am who I am. And so I've accepted it. And one, I'm a goddess. And two, I'm a magician. I
okay.
make magic happen. And after that, then, you know, like, I'm a mother. So I have four kids Whew. And the last one I had, I was pregnant while I attended school the whole 9 months.
Okay.
I was in school. I was pregnant. I was, whew. And I did it. You can even just use that as an example. Mm-hmm. I wanted to quit a million times. And my teacher, my very good friend Jessica in class, they wouldn't let me. And other people at the school too, you know. So they were like, you can do it. You can do it. And so it really takes, like, you just, even though, like, it's kind of cliche, like, you just have to do it. Like, there's nothing, like, there's no blueprint anybody can give you. You have to look inside yourself.
Right.
And see, like, what is it that I'm not happy about?
Right.
And then what can I do to change it? And I know there are so many tools that I was able to utilize that really helped me to become who I am today.
Right.
So I'm grateful for all of that.
And I like how you said there is no blueprint, because you're right. There's not a blueprint, right? We all, what makes us unique is we all are uniquely ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so what works for you, what works for Rashad, what works for me is going to look totally different. But I think, you know, it's more about just having the strategies at hand to tap into, well, you know what, maybe this is not quite working for me, so I'm going to shift this way and try this. But I do believe for all of us as a people, there is something powerful just kind of tagging off of what both of you said. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. And if you can't accept me for who I am, then I don't know what to tell you. And also those positive words of affirmation, right? Being positive, having self-talk. Listen, I have self-talk all the way here. Coach Erica, you got this.
That's
girl.
Right.
You gonna do it. You gonna throw it through the park, you know. You have to be your biggest cheerleader is what I like to call it. Because if you can't cheer for you, how can somebody else cheer for you?
Man.
If you can't walk into the room and you are spruiting confidence, that's a problem. Why should they be confident, feel that you're confident and you're not walking in confident? You're not walking in knowing. You're not walking in ready to conquer. So that all ties into that mindset. You know, even if you like, oh gosh, I might not be ready, but I'm going in. I'm speaking positive. I'm going in strong. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do this. So that goes into that positive affirmation, that self-talk, realizing, understanding who you are, not needing validation, because we live in this world of social media that we feel like we need this validation. Half of the people that's on your profile, they don't even know who you are, don't know anything about you, probably have walked past you at the grocery store and didn't even realize that it was you. You don't need validation. You need yourself. You are your number one cheerleader. You need to believe in you and what you can do. But we're going to talk more about mindset more in just a second after this break.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. If you are just tuning in, we have Alexandria Ellis here from Javana Wellness and Rashad Washington from Pro Painter USA. And you have me, your host, Coach Erica, right here on The Truth, where we're going to be talking about mindset, money, and real estate on this journey. So our focus tonight has really been about mindset, right? And I can go on and on and on about mindset. So when I go out and I coach and I, you know, present to people, in both of my books, they're all about financial literacy. But, you know, the very first thing that I talk about in both of my books and in any type of presentation or boot camp or workshop that I do, I talk about mindset because it's really that powerful. And it's even that powerful when we talk about money. And I tell people straight up out the gate, listen, if your mindset is not truly where it needs to be to make that shift financially, you need to come back. We're not ready, because I can talk to you all day long. I can give you all the tools, the strategies you need. But if your mind is not where it needs to be to make smart spending habits, to make the choices needed, that's going to help you save, that's going to make you make the right decisions with your money, you're not going to do it. And that's with anything that we do, whether it's, you know, in our work life, whether it's in our school life, whether it's in our entrepreneur life, even in our personal relationships. Your mindset got to be in the right place. Even when you're thinking about getting into a relationship, if it's not there, it's not going to go right. So that just, I like to point all those different sectors out just to show you all how powerful our mindset really is. And it's important. And before I go a little deeper, I just feel like the need to say this tonight. There's never a perfect time. There's never a perfect time on this journey. There's never a perfect time to press the go button. There's never a perfect time to figure out like, okay, I'm going to start at this day, this time. What I would encourage you, Truth Nation Journey Team, is to go. I'm a walking testament, truth testimony of that. When you press the go button, when you believe in yourself and you press go, it will happen. Mm-hmm. It may not happen right away, but that's where that mindset place come into play. Because if you got to self-talk, if you got to give positive affirmations, if you got to put yourself in certain places to get that energy that you may be lacking, do what you got to do. But let me be the first to tell you, I am walking and living proof as I continue on this journey to success of my own, that when you press go, at any given time, not the perfect time, because there's never a perfect time, things will begin to come into play. Fruition will happen. It will happen, but we have to keep our minds going. So we're at the last segment of the show, and I really want you both to just kind of, let's throw out some tips of what you would give someone if somebody on this line that's listening in, maybe they need some tips on, you know, just what can I do to really reset my mind? Rashad, what would you say?
I would definitely say first is write it down because, excuse me.
Write the vision and make it plain.
Yes, because when you think it is one thing, but then when you write it down, they say you halfway there.
Absolutely.
So like when I'm listening to you even and you wrote these books, it's, you wrote the story.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of people, sometimes it's kind of hard to have a vision when you think you have obstacles. But when you can just write freely,
yes,
like as if there's no limitations, then you can begin to manifest it because it's like you planting those seeds as you write in that story.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I would definitely say write it out, write your story, write your vision with no limitations.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's power in that. I mean, I won't go too deep, but that's in the Bible.
Well, they say
there's power in that.
100%.
And you got to write it down, right? Everybody has a thought. We have 1,001 thoughts every day in our mind that's going through. But the most valuable and important ones, guess what? That make it to paper. And the moment you put it on paper of this is the vision that I'm have and I'm writing out at that moment, you just brought life to that.
100%.
Because
if you got a cheerleader, the cheerleader is cheering the players. The players is following the coach plan that was written out.
Absolutely. There you go. And what would you have to say, Alexandria?
For me, one thing that I absolutely, and you've mentioned affirmations, you've said affirmations a few times, and so that's one of the tools that I learned that helped me to change my life. Absolutely, 100%. And when you take the time to write down affirmations for yourself, and you, I'm not going to go get into chakras because, and we say it wrong. My teacher got on me, so now I can never say it wrong again, but we say chakras usually, but it's chakras.
Uh-huh.
And so if you go up those, you can absolutely unblock and align them. Yeah. So, you know, I am, I feel, I see. No, I am, I feel, I do, I love. I speak, I see, I know.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I agree. You know, writing it down, affirmations, that goes hand in hand because there is power in what we say.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in life and birth given into what we put on paper or what we write down, planting those seeds, as Rashad mentioned. But not only that, the power of affirmation, what that does to us as an individual. Because, I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but if you wake up every day and say, girl, you got this, go out here and kill it today, be the best version of you. Do you know what that's going to do for you? How that's going to set the tone? Versus if you get up and it's like, I'm not happy about today. I'm not a morning person. I just don't want to do this today. How is that setting the tone for you? Energy, okay?
Yeah, that is
energy,
the tone.
Absolutely.
That energy starts with you every day. So I would encourage you, Truth Nation Journey Team, tomorrow when you get up and start the day, God willing, start that day off strong. Start off positive. If you got to get in front of that mirror and you got to give yourself a talk, if you got to put some, you know, motivational music or, you know, podcast or whatever you need to liven you up, to push you, to give you that energy to get through your day, that's what we got to do, because it starts with us at the individual, and then everything else around us, as I mentioned earlier, does play an impact. Our environments, the people that we have around us and around us, having people in your space, that's access. And not everybody, let me say, deserves to have access to you or deserves to be in your presence. And that's because you have a right as yourself to protect your peace and protect your energy and not want to or allow to have toxic things, thoughts, people, environments, whatever that is, around you. So I would encourage listen, don't get me going, because I can go on and on about that. But, you know, it's so much to that. And, you know, it starts with us. But again, everything impacts it. And I need everyone, Truth Nathan Journey Team, we gotta believe. And even when it's hard not to believe, you got to find a reason, to believe in you. You got to be your number one fan, your number one cheerleader. You have to know that you can do and create all paths that you put out there for yourself. And you got to see the vision. And I would encourage you all, because a lot of times people will say, well, why would you want to do this? Why would you want to do that? Well, guess what?
Because I want to.
That part. And they didn't see the vision. The vision was instilled in you, not them. So I would encourage you all to create those, see the vision, and continue to create your paths. You've heard wonderful conversations this evening from Rashad Washington, CEO of Propainter USA, and we got Alexandria Ellis from Javanna Wellness in the building, and you have me, Coach Erica, right here at Truth Nation. It has been so good diving into mindset, and guess what? We are just getting started, Journey Team Truth Nation. There is so much more to come, and I will be here on 101.7 The Truth every month, giving you all things in regards to mindset, money, and real estate, because that's what we do on this journey to success. Woo-hoo. So make sure you all tap in, tune in, follow me at Coach_Erica87 for more information and updates for the show, or ericaodomjourney.com. Until next time, Truth Nation Journey Team, continue to strive, continue to push forward. Never a perfect time, but keep your mind strong, keep your faith strong, and guess what? You got this.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the On the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.